This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
That contest line is different from the line you would normally text. That number is 800-400-3697. That's where you can send your comments or gentle criticisms or compliments, whatever your preference. Right. Mm-hmm. And then we read those on the air here at the end of the show so that you get a chance to be heard. Here's some of the stuff you said. Good morning, radio fam, from 541 Eugene, Oregon. What's up?
Eugene in the house.
Good morning, radio fam. Can I get a birthday shout out for my hardworking husband, Brian? Much love from the Oregon coast.
Oh. Nice.
Happy birthday, Brian. Hard-working hubby.
Uh-huh. Good birthday, Brian. Hey, Vinny, nice. Peloton just added a champion series with pro athletes, and John Florence is featured.
Uh-oh.
Many of you don't know who John is, but he is two-time world champ pro surfer. And probably, I don't know what the Olympics are going to look like for surfing, but he's America's best shot at gold.
All right.
If he decides to compete.
John.
My sincerest hope is that some of these guys get in on that Olympic boost that puts you into TV commercials and other things that you wouldn't generally have access to. But I didn't know that. I will look at that as soon as I sit down on that bike, which I have yet to do, the Peloton.
You got to get on there.
I don't want it to be an expensive dust collector. I'm going to do it.
Well, Dusty uses it.
Yeah, she's already used it. In fact, for those of you, look, some people are like to compete and do this, you know, against each other. Follow her. I think she's hurry up. Follow her and race against her because she will either kick your butt or die trying.
Right. If you smoke her, you've smoked some good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good morning, radio family. Can I get a 29th birthday shout out from you all? I've been a listener since I was 14 and start every day with S&V. OFOC, Melissa.
Oh, Melissa.
Happy birthday, Melissa. I hope you have a great one today. And I hope only good stuff happens to you.
Like the best day ever.
Yeah, like all the good stuff.
Yeah.
And I hope right after you get a frosty beverage from wherever you buy those that you don't accidentally drop it and have to walk away from it like that didn't just happen to you.
Right.
Sweet Melissa.
You ever do that? You fight a keg line, you finally get up there and get your beer filled, and as you're turning around, the thing drops out of your hand, and you're like,
no.
Oh, God.
No. I've dropped an ice cream cone, though. That sucks.
Oh, no.
That's a huge bummer, you know?
Yeah, well, those two things, depending on your age, are the same.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
It's true. Yep. They're heartbreaking. That's what they
are. Yeah, there's heartbreak there for sure. Mm-hmm. Which shot did you guys get, and how did it make you feel? I'm on day three of the first dose of Moderna and can't lift my arm.
Oh, day three. We all got Pfizer, didn't we?
I got Pfizer.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
All four of us got Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been told this by, you know, whichever other person is in your household that would share this info with you, you need to treat yourself going into the shot like you're going to have a cold. You need to drink tons of water, preferably if possible. Take some vitamins, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. Get all And also, after the shot, move your arm a lot.
It'll really
help the next day in recovery.
A listener actually wrote that in. That's the secret to not getting a super sore, immobile arm. So move it a lot after the shot.
Huh.
And I had gotten that message after the shot, after a few days after. And I was like, oh
too late.
Man. Because it was too late.
Yeah. Remember that I did I that.
Yeah, you were so sore. Both
my arm was tweaked the first day, but I kept moving it against the pain. And I was able to surf the next day. And shoulders are critical.
Yeah, yeah.
And all your paddling is, that's everything, your shoulders.
You know, and everyone has a different reaction. Like the fact that she's having a really bad one, just, you know, chalk that up to your physiology. You know? John actually grew a boob under his arm. It was crazy.
Oh, that sounds lucky.
Yeah, it was big. It's good size.
Good for him.
I was like, look at that. Apparently, that's a fairly common side effect. You know, people grow another boob right under there. And some girls are like, oh my God, what do I got, breast cancer? And they're running to their doctors, and the doctors are like, did you just have the shot? Because sometimes people grow a new boob. No nipple or anything, but new boob.
It's did John take a bunch of pictures of it?
Does he wouldn't let that? Me. I was like, oh, my God, that's the most exciting thing to happen to our sex life since I don't know what.
Your sex life?
I was, like, weirdly into it. I'm like, let me feel the boob.
Wow.
Feel that. Yeah.
And then what happened?
Nothing. He wouldn't let me. He's like, get away from me. That's my boob. Yeah. I was bummed.
White Claw with a shot of vodka added is the way to do it, says 442.
Yeah, I've done
that.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I've done that. Hmm.
Genius.
Sometimes you just need like a little extra. Just a dash. And it's
well,
good.
That's true in general of pre-mixed stuff anyway. Like, you ever get that margarita mix, the Kirkland Signature
stuff?
Oh, yeah,
you gotta add.
It's delicious, but you gotta add more tequila to it or you're just it's like drinking punch all night.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I want a buzz.
Let's speed this up.
Yeah. I gotta sit here drinking margaritas.
I wrote my
for no reason
dissertation on chlamydia. I believe by severe pregnancy, they refer to ectopic pregnancy, where the fertilized egg implants in the fallopian tubes. Very dangerous. Chronic infections cause chronic inflammation that can lead to scarring and lots of problems, but often without symptoms. So go get tested, everyone, from a PhD in infectious diseases.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, boy. You must be living your best life right now.
Right. Well, other people's infections. Mm-hmm. Good money in that for some people.
My husband got me weights last November so I can do body pump at home during COVID. It's not the same as group exercise class, but I'm stronger for it.
Well, that's good. It's a weird thing to get someone workout equipment as a gift.
It can be.
You're a lard ass. Here's
it can be insulting.
A medicine ball. You need to get working with this. I clear the garage out for you. Here you go. You're all set. What do you need, a fan? Okay, I'll get you one of those.
Three of my friends have set up complete gyms in their houses/garage. Music pumping loud and all. It's awesome. No commute, no gym fees, and no waiting for a machine or weights. Yeah, if you can invest in that, that's great. Not everybody has that kind of money laying around, though. And you know what's funny is that through the years, I'd actually invested in, you know, some dumbbells and this and that. And then you go to move and you go, I'm not going to move weights.
Right.
I'll give those away. And then you get to the new place and you're like, oh, I wish I'd have brought the weights. Dang it.
Well, maybe
you
could sell them and then save the money and buy your next set of weights with that.
Yeah. Well, if you're planted, I think, you know, probably not everybody's in radio and finds themselves moving all the time. So
that's true. Most people do just live somewhere.
Right.
Where do you live? The same place I always lived.
Right.
why do you ask?
I have no motivation to work out at home. The TV and refrigerator is always calling my name. Thankfully, my gym offers outdoor workouts and it's within walking, biking distance. Good for you.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see where people do need to get away from that couch. Otherwise,
it's so comfy. It's just so easy to sit there. Everything's within reach. I got all my comfort items and I'm cozy. I'm under a blankie.
Well, and also you get a call and you move away from your stuff. Like, oh, yeah, okay, I can get that done, blah, 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 blah. And your workout just ended 10 minutes in.
Yep. Got to turn that phone off. Got to get out of there.
Dude, I cannot believe Vinny shut down the request for Jack Black singing movie scores on yesterday's show.
Dude.
Look, I like Jack Black, okay, but I don't love him the way Sarah does. Sarah
I think he's
loves
just great. He's great.
Him.
He's funny. He's a dork. He's brilliantly talented. I just love him. Tenacious D, that first record. Oh, my God.
What about the other records?
No, not as much.
There's other records.
But the first one is the one.
Right.
Yeah. The one with Tribute on it. And Effort Gently. That is a great song.
Effort Gently.
F her gently.
Oh, that's two totally different things.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. It's just so good. And there's a song about Dio on there. Dio, it's time to go. So good. So good. The song called Lee. No reason. Just, it's so good. I love Jack Black. I'll listen to anything he sings. School of Rock, come on.
As I said, I like Jack Black, but Sarah might be his biggest fan on the show.
Yeah. Shallow Hal. Not one of his two.
And while you're not privy, one of the things that happens here while we're doing the show, and you're not seeing it, but Bryn is in a spaceship, and you see him move towards things to get stuff started, and then you ask him another thing on top of that, and you can see smoke coming out of him. Mm-hmm. You don't see it because you can't mm-hmm. see it, but I can see it.
Right.
And my God, we're killing the guy. You gotta, you know, one thing at a time, everybody.
I think he's capable of three things at a time. More than that.
I'm a decent multitasker.
Sure, you are. Better than I am, for sure.
If you want the Jack Black blockbuster scene, I could. But
do you have it right now? Is it ready really now that we've stalled
cling,
all this time?
Cling, 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 cling. Dun, 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 dun. Such a great score by Vangelis. He took electronic scores to a new level. It was groundbreaking. I'm going to test you on this later. Okay.
All right, and that's why, you know, Vinny said not to do it.
Okay. Dun, dun, did you love that, fine. Sarah? Were you just there?
I was, because I've seen that movie twice. So I'm into it. The Holiday, right? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
It's good.
You don't mean the movie Chariots of Fire?
No. Nope. I mean the movie that scene is from.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I probably would have bought the wrong weapon defense were it not for the fact that... Okay, I don't know what that is. Vinny, is it that there are more STDs or that people are getting tested now more than ever? I like to think it's more education and medicine pushing people to seek treatment. Maybe, yeah. I mean, in the 70s, maybe there weren't more people, you know, people weren't running to...
People were like, this is a living part of my body, this disease.
One of the funniest things that I didn't get to today was about a TikTok where people are sharing their adult problems.
Yeah.
And they're... The person who's putting this TikTok out is talking about how simple existence is so expensive.
Yeah.
And among the things listed as becoming a grown-up, you don't realize how fast fruits and vegetables expire. You buy them, and they're ruined before you even get to eat them.
Well, they sit at your house, and you sort of forget you have them. You bought them with the best of intentions. And then you're like, oh, look, an apple. You pick it up and the whole bottom side of it is flat and wet. And ugh.
Among the things listed as adult problems you don't expect when you're growing up, the difficulty of scheduling a doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And there's another. The old, what is my insurance? And where is this doctor that I'm supposed to?
Because
I've moved so much. I've had to redo this in every town. It's become normal, but I understand what you're talking about, that like, when I was a kid, Mom just dragged me over there.
She told me when the appointment was, and I don't really know what hoop she jumped through to get me that slot.
But to conclude, the person on TikTok says, you have to pay for literally everything. Everything! Yep.
Yeah.
Grown up, in a nutshell.
Yep.
That's why your parents walked around turning lights off behind you when you were a kid.
Yeah. I always say to John, they'll learn because they never, like, I promise you, if I walked out right now to their hallway, the fan would be going and the lights would be on in the bathroom. 100%. And I walk in there three times a day and turn those off. What I should do is first thing in the morning because I know no one's getting up before 11 around here. Jesus.
Get one of those timers.
Oh, this is slightly inside, but very cute, and a great opportunity to mention Corey Rosen again. 415 says, who titled this Stand Together Day? Corey Rosen?
Your story well told. How to write a great story about yourself and tell it to people and have them be interested the whole time. I think that's
Version 2.
Yeah. With a forward by.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, tomorrow on the show, Bryn's sister's making an appearance to help promote an event of unity this Saturday in the city. Right? Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep, that's right.
And more.
And she'll tell us all about it.
Great that hour on
all about anything else that we have to ask.
That event. Yep. That's right.
Wonderful.
And other things.
Hopefully for now, we'll tap out. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, and it's going to be a good one. I can feel it in the air. We're all going to have a great day, and we hope that you do, too. If you keep it on Alice, that's basically guaranteed. We got V-Hale coming up next. Uh-huh. That chick is out of control. She's amazing.
She's so fun. She's already really drinking whiskey.
You can't stop her. You can't stop the party.
She calls this Whiskey Wednesday.
She calls it Whiskey Wednesday.
Yeah, something like
it's
that.
It's a big day. It's a big day. And then Janie takes over in the afternoon. Jane is, she continues the party. She rocks you into the night. It's
I'm so excited. We have
day.
A meeting coming up, and I'll get to kind of be in the same phone call as Jane.
Yep.
Should be fun.
It's true. Yeah. Yep. Oh, God, I love our meetings. Noon today, uh-huh. Meet you there.
Right.
All right, have a great day. Don't forget the Johnny Pod is dropping today, probably around noon. So that's very exciting. You can find that on the Odyssey app or on RadioAlice.com. Odyssey. Find all our podcasts there. So your one-stop shop, Odyssey.
All right, okay. I got to go.
Yeah,
we could do this all day, but I really do
really
have
could.
To get out of here. All right, have a good one, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.